Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Get'em Radio, to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio. Amen. Yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We absolutely adore you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word that says if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. And we're just so happy to say that your presence is here, to know that your presence is here tonight once again. And we don't take it for granted, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, even for these broadcasts, you showing up and being with us, and we love you, and we thank you for it. Have your way, Lord God. We continue to dedicate these broadcasts to you for your use and for your glory. Touch our speaker today and everyone who's on the line and even those who will listen in the future, Lord God, all by your Spirit. Even as we talk about these things, that some of them are secular things, but still we know that you're in the midst. So we thank you, Lord God, and we bless you, and we love you so very much. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. You know, even as we're starting today, I'm perceiving something in the Spirit. Hallelujah, that the Lord is touching someone's neck right now. There's something going on in your neck, and the Lord is healing it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for doing that right now, whether it is a, praise God, whether it is a pain in the neck in the natural or a pain in the neck in the an emotional pain in the neck. Hallelujah. Whatever it stands for and all it stands for, the Lord is touching you right now and bringing forth healing, health, and wholeness and fixing that situation. In the name of Jesus, and we give him praise for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we've been doing a series, and this is one of those, I'll just be honest, I love series, because I think that there are some things that are, so much has to be said that you shouldn't have to rush and do it all at once. And that's what series are all about. And so we've been doing a series. We started back in March. And this series is called Pandemic Lessons Learned. Now, we know that 2020 was quite a year. And we learned so many things. We've done things that we didn't have to do prior to that. Or if we did do it, we didn't have to do it, you know. But we learned some things in 2020. And so what we've started talking about the first 2 weeks of March, we talked about buying groceries, you know, that about buying groceries and ordering groceries online and having them delivered to your home. And then, you know, at first I was thinking, oh, man, that's not very spiritual. But, you know, hey, Jesus fed the multitude. So he does want us to eat. Amen. So anyway, so we talked about that for 1 week. And my niece, Joy, was with us, facilitator Joy. She's quite a facilitator. You'll hear more from her in days to come. And so so she talked about ordering groceries, gave us some excellent tips on that. And then the next week, the second week of March, she talked about ordering fast food or food from a restaurant, gave us some nice, really good information on that as well. And then we spent the next 3 weeks, and that was the last 2 weeks of March, and the first week of April, and we talked about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. And so we had three different guests on 3 weeks. One was my nephew from California, Joe Price. And then we had Pastor Wright from North Carolina. And then last week, we had Minister Camilla from right here in St. Louis. And so we've talked about it, definitely did not exhaust that conversation. But some of the main things that we talked about was that this could be part of the wealth transfer. And if the Lord leads you to get into Bitcoin or any of the other cryptocurrency, some people are making quite a bit of money with that. And it's just that it has to be by the leading of the Lord. And I was telling everyone that still you do need to tithe, hallelujah, and you do need to give offerings to be in that flow that the Lord wants us to be in. because we can have a whole bunch of money, and if tithing is not happening, the money is like there's holes in your pocket, because the Lord said if we tithe, he would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So anyway, I've been listening to the Lord about cryptocurrency, and right now I am involved in it by his spirit. If when he says get out, I'm out. But right now, I'm in. So please be prayerful about that. Go back. You can go back to our archives. You can just Google Get'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And if you put Get'em Radio Pandemic, you'll come right to our series. They'll, you know, show you the whole, I mean, you'll be able to access the whole series of pandemic lessons learned. So tonight, we're going to talk about new ways to bank. Amen. New ways to bank. And it's a very interesting topic, I think. And a subtopic would be banking without the bank. New ways to bank, banking without the bank. And we have a guest speaker tonight with that same one from last week, Minister Camilla from here in St. Louis. And I'll tell you, the Lord had just laid a few things on my heart to talk about. You know, one was the food, then the cryptocurrency, and then the banking, and there's another one that's coming up about schooling, because we learned a lot about schooling from home during that time. But with the banking, so much has changed, and it goes kind of almost hand in hand with the cryptocurrency, because digital currency and moving money digitally has become a big thing during the pandemic. And for me personally, My way of banking has changed, and I kind of like it. But, you know, but there's some things that we need to look at, and, you know, and we still need to go to God, you know, go to God about everything. You know, if he's saying, you know, go ahead and use this for, you know, for such a time as this, go ahead and use it. You know, don't be afraid of it. And if he's telling you, do not do that at all, then don't do it at all. But there are some, you know, conveniences to it, but we also still must be very aware of everything that's going on and what's happening with our money. So tonight we have some topics. And now, we usually start off asking people about their things about their testimony. We did that last week with Minister Camilla. So this week, we're going to jump right in and talk about new ways to bank, banking without the bank. Amen. So and I'll just say a few words about Minister Camilla. She and I have been knowing each other since 2013. It's kind of going on almost like, what, 10 good years here now that we've known each other. And we know each other through ministry. We met at the, we put together a tent healing revival, and she was a part of that. And through these years, we have ministered together with the healing ministry. I mean, the Lord uses her in a great way. We've traveled together. We've bunked together at the hotel. We've shopped together. We've had some good times over the years. And, you know, I trust her as a woman of God, because the Lord has just invested such a wonderful anointing on the inside of this young lady. So I want to present to some, I will present to all, and introduce to some my friend, Minister Camilla Jones. Welcome, Minister Camilla.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Minister Apostle Kizzy. I appreciate you. I love you. And everything that you said is absolutely true. It is a pleasure, and I honor you. I honor the calling on your life. I honor you as a woman of God, and I just appreciate you. It's good to have sisters and brothers and friends in Christ, because sometimes you're the only one within your family. Now, it's a blessing if you're not the only one within your family. That means you guys get to rejoice and share a lot of things instead of you being the only one. And we will jump right into banking. So I have an outline. I want to just really briefly pray. I know that we've already prayed, but I want to just really briefly pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you, God. We just glorify you. We just magnify you, God. We just thank you for the opportunity to come on tonight so that we can talk about finances and so that we can have a better understanding, so that we can be open to the new things, so that we're not left behind. We don't want to be the ones that are not wise, God. Your word says that the children of the world are wiser than the children of the kingdom. So, God, we just thank you for allowing us to stay spiritual while incorporating some of the worldly principles to obtain wealth so that we can be participants in the wealth transfer. God, we praise you, we honor you, we glory. Use me and speak through me like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we're just going to kind of talk about new ways to bank. We're just going to touch on just the regular ways that we bank, which I will call traditional banking, the banking that we were actually brought up to do and taught. You know, you get a job, and when you get your paycheck, you put your paycheck in there, you pay your bills, you do some savings, and then you do something nice for yourself, and that's the cycle that you continue to do for the most of our lives. And even as we just review, like, banking and we dissect banking, with the financial institutions, for those who use those, we pretty much put our money in there and we expect for our money to be there when we actually come to actually get it. And what we sometimes don't realize is we can put our money in the bank freely and we expect it to be secured at least up to $250,000 because of the Federal Depository Insurance Coverage and Act, which was actually created in 1933, that was created by Theodore Roosevelt. I didn't know that until, I'm sorry, it wasn't by Theodore Roosevelt. I stand corrected. It was by Franklin D. Roosevelt. He founded that in June 16th, 1933, and for that, that's the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and that basically allows banks and credit unions. It's two separate ones, but the average person know about the FDIC because that's for banks, but there is another one, which is also the depository for the credit unions, and they both are secured government backing and government funding up to $250,000 of your money. So if you do have more than $250,000, have several accounts so that all of your monies and funds can actually be insured. In addition to that, the higher you actually have in revenue and all of that, they offer you different types of banking, and I'm sure that they actually cover the amount of money that you actually have depending on where you are in your wealth. So traditional banks, we just put money in. They pay us as little as 0.1 to maybe 0.4% on our funding that we have, yet they take our money and lend it to other people, and they charge as much as right now 1.99, which is a really great deal in comparison to 0.011. But I just wanted to just bring knowledge to that, how we put our money in as a security deposit, and they will pay us about less than a penny for us to have our money in there with interest. But yet if we borrow money, then they will actually charge us anywhere from 1.99 all the way up to 29.99 on some of their banking products.
So yeah, that's what I was going to say. Well, where is the 1.99? I've seen the,
well, the
19 and 20%.
Yeah, but that's only
one. I need to find
loan.
A bank that says 1.99. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
You're going to pay 1.99 only on your percentage when you taking out a loan or a mortgage or something like that. And that's the current rate, which those rates change daily. But that's a really great rate, right? Because if you're purchasing a home or if you're in a market for a car right now, that's a really good interest rate in comparison
right.
to, you know, regular
credit.
Loans and the, all of that. So we've talked about traditional banks. The good thing about that, they're brick and mortar, so we can actually go into a physical location, do transactions, go through the drive-thru. We can do all of that. But we all know that COVID kind of made that a little impossible over the last year, but now the banking and financial institutions are opening back up. You don't have to make appointments anymore, and everything don't have to be with the drive-through. So as long as you have masks and you do your social distancing, you're able to go into the location, which I went into a banking location today. And I was able to make a transaction. So I went to a credit union, which I don't want to say it's a competition, but it's in the same market as banking, but they offer more things that the bank institution do not in terms of community. Some of those are like co-ops where the people within the banking institute kind of all share in. You get a lot of perks. I mean, every bank or every financial institution have their perks, but for my particular financial institution that is a credit union, one of the perks is that you can get your cashier checks, because they don't do money orders. You can get your cashier checks absolutely free. And they don't have a cap on that, and that's really great, because the average person who do not bank at my bank or my credit union, I don't know where you guys bank, I'm just joking, but my credit union gives you the opportunity to purchase or no, to receive free cashier checks, where you normally purchase those from the check cashing place or Walmart or any place like that. You purchase them for a fee. And if you have like a traditional bank, because I have a credit union as well as a traditional bank, you can pay up to $15 for that same cashier's check or money order. And all of that is sometimes contingent upon the amount in which you're getting. But with my particular credit union, I can get thousands of dollars, and it's no cost. Having a credit union as well, and the fact that they offer pretty much some of the same products as a banking institution, but their perks are just different because they kind of do community versus, you know, a regular banking institution. And with the traditional regular banks and the credit unions, now they have some new options that are available, which have their perks as well, which are really great, which are some of the virtual options. now, you can actually have virtual bank accounts. So with your virtual bank account, some of them are, they're just kind of like online. Some of them you might have heard of, you might not have heard of. They're not traditional. You don't have an actual brick and mortar store to actually go into. So you have to kind of weigh your pros and cons with that, because ATMs, you know that if you bank with Bank of America, you can just go to a Bank of America ATM and go ahead and make a transaction. That transaction is going to be free, and it's not going to cost you anything to actually do that. Now, we are all aware ATM is the automatic teller available for you, where it's like an extension. I was going to say substitution, but it's not. It's an extension of your bank. So if your bank isn't open but you still need to make a deposit, you're free to do that at your bank. If you need to check your balances, you're able to do that, as well as you can actually withdraw money. The only thing about ATMs, and also some banks and credit institutions, you'll have a limit for what you're able to deposit and withdraw. Well, we'll say more so withdraw, because depending on, I guess, how much you have in your account, then they'll give you a cap of what you can actually take out of your account each month. So since we're talking about ATMs, and those are like those automatic teller machines that are on your parking lot, sometimes they're in the malls, they're just like everywhere, which is most definitely for our convenience. We also want to talk about the virtual banking and how those are kind of linked in terms of the new way of banking. So I had the opportunity to just kind of Google a couple of financial institutions that are actually the new way of banking, which is like online banking. Now, online banking is twofold, because online banking is also linked to your traditional banking, your traditional credit union, which are brick-and-mortar stores. But now, with the new way of banking, they have just virtual online banking. So with the virtual online banking, you don't have a physical location, and what you basically do is you go online. You open up an account. Now you can open up accounts just through your computer, your smartphone, your tablet. Everything is at the tip of your fingertips. If you have internet access, then you're able to actually take advantage of that, like American Express, Citibank, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, which that's like a Spanish virtual banking institution, which they're in those Portuguese countries. But they also have one in Alabama, which is really good. And then we have one which is called Chime. And then we have, it's a lot of them, but just the ones that I was able to actually pull up today. And the different perks of these, because they're all different, they have their benefits. For instance, like the American Express. I didn't even know. We all know American Express is like a credit card. So we already know when we think American Express, we think really great credit. It's a credit card. But I didn't know that American Express had a national bank, and they offer like online banking. And you actually link your American Express online account to like your QuickBook, or like your banking information, or your bookkeeping services like Quicken and QuickBook. and they have some really competitive rates. We was talking earlier about, like, the percentage rate and all of that. Like, American Express allows you to earn 0.40%. So that's 40%. It's not even 1%, but it's 40%, so 0.40%. Let's say that, and then you can make transactions whenever you want to. It's all virtual. They have 24 hours service. However, I do not see that they are insured by the FDIC. All financial institutions and all banks are not. So I don't see that this particular one has a listing that it is, but it is number one, and it says high yield, so I'm sure they have something. It just didn't tell me that it did. But I'm just going to give you guys a few.
That's one thing that, you know, as we go from traditional to virtual type banking, that's one thing to really look for, to make sure that it's insured, if that means something to you, you know. And it's interesting, and excuse me for jumping in. I just want to jump in for a moment. With the FDIC, that came into existence in 1933, you know that was the time of the Great Depression. And at that time, there was a run on the bank, on the banks, because people were running to the banks and getting their money out. And some of them couldn't get their money out. And back then, it was not insured. So, you know, people are just left high and dry. So that is something to look at when you're dealing with virtual banks. Some of them do have it, and some of them don't. So if you, you know, decide to deal with one, that's something to think about. And while I'm talking, and I'll let you get back to it, the thing that I've noticed about traditional banks that has really just blessed me during the pandemic number one, they have the bank apps, so you can be right in the app, and I like that. And the other thing is to be able to make deposits, to deposit your checks over your cell phone. I mean, that was like, I felt like that was like Star Trek or something. You know, to be able to... what they do, and probably most of you have done this already, but that was new to me during the pandemic. And I might have done it maybe one time before then, but because you couldn't really get to the bank, I started doing it more. Praise God, I had checks to do it with. But what they do, what you do is you simply endorse the check, the back of the check, just like you usually do. You know, and they ask you to put maybe a few more words on it, and then you take a picture of the front of the while you're in the app, you take a picture of the front of the check and the back of the check. They approve it right there, and then I think they have a day's lag before they put it into your bank account. So have you used that, Minister Camilla?
I have. I used it like years ago, and I've been having PNC is the only bank that I knew that did that. I'm sure they're not the only bank in the world that does that, but that was the bank that I used, and I still have that bank account today, but I'm not too active on it anymore. But that was one of the first banks that I used, and I don't think – and I'm just probably not abreast with all of the perks of my other banks, but I think that there may just be a perk with PNC and other specific banks. But, yeah, that's one of the perks of having PNC. And, yeah, I like it. I like that.
And
my
credit union just started it. I'm with the credit union, traditional bank. And the credit union I'm with, they didn't have it until the pandemic. They just started it.
Yeah. So I've had my account with PNC for over 10 years, And I've had that before. And they also, with, like, some of these are really great because you can sit on your cell phone, right, or your tablet, but also you can do, like, the online banking. So the online banking will allow you to, like, transfer funds not only within your own bank, but you can actually transfer funds to other banks that you have. But you have to, like, most definitely read those pamphlets and those fine prints. And who knows all of that banking jargon and lingual? I don't. Like, so sometimes just the bank, we kind of go in hoping that, you know, it's going to be okay, because they do give us a pamphlet to read, and who reads all of those things, and who knows, you know, all of those things that are in there, right? So we also have to be diligent with just taking the opportunity to make sure that you are careful with your business of banking, because if you overdraft, then they'll charge you. If you do anything, they're going to charge you, because they are a financial institution. They're in the money. They're in the money business, and they're in the business of making money. So anytime that I have in the past did an overdraft, or I bounced a check, and I'm a really good steward, guys, but I'm human, so there are times where I miscalculated my funds, or something happened in the past where I had to, you know, call up the bank and, like, hey, what happened? And, you know, all of this. And then I asked, I don't mind, can you give me a courtesy pass this time? Because I look at it like, if it was my fault, then, okay, I'll take it. But if it's not my fault, or I feel like it's, you know, some type of weird mix-up, because that happened as well. You know, we're all human, so mistakes are made across the board. But those are costly mistakes that I most definitely don't want to pay with figuratively or literally. I don't want to pay with my money or anything else. So I do ask them, with not being ashamed, sir, ma'am, can you please give me a one-time courtesy or whatever, and then I make sure that I proceed with caution, and I make sure that I am really good with budgeting and all of those things. So just in the event that someone have experienced it or may experience it, don't be afraid. If you, you know, have a oopsie or whatever, don't be afraid to ask. You have not, because you ask not, and I ask, because you don't know until you ask. So that's something that I wanted to talk about. And with the transfer, be careful. Remember, I was just mentioning about those little booklets. You go into the bank, you take your money, you take your check, and then they give you, you know, your receipt and all of that, and your little debit card or your little whatever they give you. They also give you these packets to read. A lot of them are products that they want to sell you. So a product is anything like a CD, IRA, a loan for a house or a car or a boat, business. I mean, these are products, because they're going to make money off of you. And as I was with the interest that you're going to be paying over the life of the loan. And when you do that, just make sure and continue to pray and seek God that you are able to uphold the portion of your agreement. And now with the pandemic, we had a lot of people to just have so many hardships, but the good thing that it was kind of a pandemic, so everybody was affected by it, where they was doing furloughs and they was actually moving payments back, and you can skip a payment. So all of those things were most definitely something that we were actually blessed with during the pandemic. And if you personally did not have to partake in any of those things because the Lord sustained you, then that's a blessing as well. But the Lord blessed me to actually currently have a job where I work, where so many people was affected. And honestly, I was affected too for a minute, but like as soon as I was affected, the Lord just brought me a job. When I say he brought me a job, like he literally brought me a job. My phone rung and they was like, hey, we're doing this. Do you want to work? And I'm like, sure. You know, and it was like he brought me a job. And I was like, God, you're awesome, because I didn't look for a job. So that's one of those testimonies. You know how people have a testimony and be like, yeah, oh, God did this for me and this and that. And I personally can't remember. He blessed me so many ways anyway, but I just can't remember like God just like giving me a job. Like he literally had someone to call me up where they got my information. I have no clue, but that's besides the point. God bless me. I work from home Monday through Friday. I can sit in my bed and work. So that is like a blessing. I have a tablet and a headphone, and I take calls and I help people all day long. So I'm sorry, guys. I did digress, but that was like a testimony that I had to share since we was just kind of talking about life a little bit. So I will get back on track. So we were talking just about the different virtual banking opportunities, which are great. As Apostle had already stated, I didn't even know that other banks did not, because the PNC is the bank. I've had them for a long time, although I have other banks as well, but PNC was the first bank that I actually had that, I forget what they call it, like check deposit through your phone or something. I'm probably not saying the terminology correct, but that's what I remember it as. But also with some of these virtual banking, online banking, when I say virtual, it's just online, they have their perks. Like some of these accounts allow you, or banks allow you to like receive money for opening up account, but make sure you read the fine print of what actually comes with that. Like for instance, the one where it's Boy Victor Apple. It is an online bank. This is the one that's through Spain, but have an actual physical location or headquarters in Alabama. They have no monthly service charge, free online and mobile banking. They are backed by the FDIC. They have a 24-hour credit card security. And then you can actually do mobile bill pay and deposit. You can do multiple benefits. They give you fixed rate on your products, which are pretty much credit cards and loans and stuff of that nature. No PMI, no prepayment insurance or anything like that, depending on if you're purchasing a mortgage. And there are so many different options. They got fee-free banking. And you just really want to read the fine print, select whatever option is best for you. I do want to briefly talk about one that I came across. It's called Burro, and this is also an online banking. And this is a bank that lets you take control. Basically, you have no monthly fees or a minimum balance. So technically, you always have at least a minimum balance of $25 to actually start an account. But this one does not have any minimum balance, and some of their resources are where they are backed by FDIC insurance. They also connect. I know you guys have heard of like maybe like the Green Dot card or something of that nature. It's almost like the Green Dot card. So some of these virtual banks is just where you pretty much is depositing your money. You're going to receive a like a debit card or anything of that nature, but be so careful to know the terms of any of your banking, because this one, it has a lot of great perks, but if you lose your card or anything happens, they will send you a replacement card, but they're also going to charge you $25 for the shipping of the replacement card. So that's something to actually look at. And sometimes they don't give you fees, but other institutions that you might have deposited your money or something like that may charge you like service fees or anything of that nature. So we always want to make sure that we do that and watch out for like foreign transaction fees, because some of these places will get you with the fees. So we have to also be aware of that. And then deposits.
Let me break in here too, and you're probably heading in this direction too. But these, like the Green Dot card, I think Chime is like this as well, and maybe some of these other virtual places, banking type places we're going to talk about will do that too. But I think people now are sending their paycheck not to a bank, but to a virtual bank where their money is on the card. You know, it's
yes.
like always on the card. Green Dot is like that. Go ahead.
And they money come early. So if you have regular direct deposit and I have a Green Dot card, you're going to get paid on Friday. I'm going to get paid on Wednesday. So that is most definitely a good perk.
Well, I noticed that in the bank, okay, so like when, and this is something that I've just seen recently, I guess within the past year, when money is about to come into the bank, it goes into the pending. And
uh-huh.
you may see pending for like about 2 or 3 days, but it has a date within pending when that money is going to go on the account. So I'm taking it that those people who have like Green Dot and the other ones where they get their money a little early instead of the pending, they release that pending and go ahead and let them have the money. I'm just surmising if that's what happens.
They do. And every financial institute is different. So all financial institutions are not created equal. So I'm pulling up my bank right now because I got paid. I have direct deposit. I don't know what makes this different from any other bank, but my bank is a business account. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It's just still an account to me. But I get money I think I got money yesterday, although I get paid tomorrow. But I'll be able to check that I'll be able to check the specific on that. But I believe I checked my account either yesterday or this morning, and I have funds available, and I don't get paid until tomorrow. So let me see. Sometimes my system is just a little slow, but again, every bank has their perks, and we have to remember to read the fine print and know
that
all banks are not created equal. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is your bank a traditional bank that you're looking at right now, or is it a virtual type bank?
This is a traditional bank. So this is a U.S. bank. So I have several accounts. Which is going to help all of my money. All of my
right.
millions. So whatever the 7th was, what day was the 7th? Yesterday. So
right.
I got paid yesterday, but my payday isn't until Friday. So
mm-hmm.
when I said all banks are not created equal, all banks are not created equal.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So we have the, you know, traditional banks that we know, like the PNC, the U.S. Bank, even the credit unions, all of those are like, you know, kind of traditional. And then you have those other guys, like Minister Camilla and I were talking about, like PayPal.
Yeah.
Now, that's like a virtual type bank. And I've had a PayPal account for almost 20 years now. And they're starting to do things that's kind of way out there now, you know. But the reason why, did you want to say anything about PayPal before I start talking about?
Well, do we consider PayPal as a bank, or do we consider that it's like a third-party financial institution? Because it's still a financial institution that actually links to a financial institution like a bank. So you have to link your PayPal to your checking or your savings account in order to receive or send funds, just like you would do a Cash App or a Chime or a Zelle. It has to actually be linked to something.
I think that's how it was in the beginning. Now, a person can, let me just go back and say, when I got into PayPal, you know, I linked it to my debit cards. And the reason why I used PayPal is like, say for instance, if you're buying things online, when I first began to purchase items online, I didn't want to give them my credit card number. So what I did was I got a PayPal account. So PayPal was kind of like the guard of my credit cards, you know, like the middleman. And so it, you know, I was entrusting them to keep my credit card information safe, and then just to go ahead and pay these people that I was dealing with online. And all these years, I've never had a problem. I'm not saying that they haven't had problems. I just have not had one. And so and this is just recent things that I'm reading, is that a person can have their paycheck their pay sent into PayPal. It can stay there, and then they can PayPal has a debit card, so they can just they don't have to be linked to a bank. And and then the latest thing that I've seen, this is just from reading the past few days, I've never used it, but with PayPal, let's say for instance, if you have let's say two or three debit cards, and you put that information into PayPal, and you want to use your debit card when you go to purchase something in a store, let's just say in a physical store, you're at the store, you don't even have to take out your credit card. You can pay through PayPal. And what the cash register will do, well, you tell your PayPal app which card you want to use, which debit card you want to use, and you set that up, and then that's just like a click. And then you pay using your QR code on your PayPal. It's that little square code with the designs on the inside of it. And then you just put that up to the register or the cash register without touching it, and it'll go ahead and do the transaction like that. I've never used it, but that was real interesting to me. So that's a whole new way of even using your card, you know, debit or credit card. You can do it, you know, using that.
So that's like your Apple Pay, your Google Pay, your just those pays. So where you is virtual, you can do it from your phone. You can do exactly what you were saying, the swipe or the wave or the QR code. All of those are some of the new ways of banking. Everything is all electronic, and that's just how they are actually doing it. And I believe that eventually we're all going to be there. I believe that going back to the cryptocurrency and all of that, I believe that we're going into the digital era eventually. So they've actually implemented the online payment companies like the PayPals, the Venmos, the Stripe, the Square, the Braintree, and the Aiden. Those are just a few of the online payment companies that we actually do. And like Amazon got a pay, Chase Bank have something called WePay. It's so many of them. And look, for the Bitcoin people, you can pay with Bitcoins. You know, a lot of, or a CyberSource, or you can go cardless. Like, a lot of things are going to be on the market. They're not as various right now, but they have some of the, like, forerunners that are out there. But just kind of, I would just suggest that begin to, like, read and do your research and just start with your own regular brick-and-mortar financial institution. Start with, if you're not doing online banking, start with online banking and just learn how to work that and learn how to operate that and create an account. If you sometimes have to go into a location and have a representative to kind of talk with you and kind of walk you through getting set up online, or calling one of the representatives, Googling whatever your bank name is. And then if you're PNC, just Google PNC and it's going to pop up online banking or whatever they call it. And then you call the 800 number if you don't understand something. Have a representative to walk you through it and talk you through it. But as I talk to clients and claimants every single day, I tell them the best option for them is to read and read with understanding and read it over and over so that you can understand fully what is being conveyed to you, so that you can know. Sometimes, you know, you have people who have experienced these things. You might have experienced these things, but I always say never take someone's word per se, not saying that people are intentionally out to take advantage of you or harm you. I just say people are human, and human, you will error, and the last thing that you want is someone to make an error, you know, on your account, no matter what it is. It don't even have to be banking or when doing business, and you have to actually pay for it. So double checking, checking your account maybe weekly, or double checking it after you've done a transaction just to make sure everything is correct, because transposing numbers is a thing too. You see a six, you say it's a nine, you think it's a nine, you think you type in that, or, you know, fat fingering something. So all of those things are some precautions that I actually do when I talk to the people that I help on a daily basis. I encourage them to read. I tell them where to go to read. I stay on the line with them so that they can access the information that I see, so that they can see it themselves, so that they can see what I see, so they don't have to take my word for it. They can see it themselves. So that is something that I just want to encourage everyone. I know that you guys probably been doing this forever, but for the ones who are not familiar and who may be curious, doing some new forms of banking, just make sure you Google, read, pray. And if you have questions, call them up. They have an 800 number. Call them up. Write your questions down before you call them up. And, you know, once you get a representative online, say, hey, I did this, I did that, but I have a question about this. And that way you're prepared. That way you don't forget anything because it's easy to do.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just going to before we open up the lines, and we will open up the lines in a moment if you have any questions, you have any comments, any prayer requests, any prophecy requests, amen. When we open up the line, of course, Pastor Mom's going to be first. So we're going to open the lines in just a few moments. I wanted to just name some of the banking or virtual banking ones that I see or that I know of. Let me go back to PayPal. You know, we were talking about cryptocurrency that you are able to purchase Bitcoin and I think three other cryptocurrency from PayPal now. They just started that, I think, within the past month or so. And so that's very interesting to know that you can also do that. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it's PayPal or Cash App. Something just changed recently where you can also buy, you can send cryptocurrency to somebody. That's something that just started. Saw it pop up on the app.
You can send cryptocurrency to somebody. You can pay with cryptocurrency. So as a business, I don't know how that will work with my business, but I am doing my research so that I can have that option for those who might want to pay in the future with that. So that will just build up my cryptocurrency portfolio, and I don't necessarily have to always be purchasing it. I'll take cryptocurrency as a form of payment.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is really something. Oh, you wanted to talk about business banking. And I want you to talk a little bit about that, and then we'll open up the line. But I can recall years ago I had a business with a friend of mine, and I want to say it was around the year 2000, right around 2000, maybe 2001 or something like that. And we were trying to get a merchant's account with a traditional bank. And back then, it was like, oh, my gosh, it was such a hard thing to do and to put together. We had an LLC, and then we were getting the merchant's account and all of that. And now, these days, I mean, you just, as far, I'm not in the business anymore, but ministry. But, you know, nowadays you get you a Square, you know, and hook it to your iPhone or hook it to your phone. And, you know, it's not you. Well, let me go back and say getting a merchant's account allows you to take credit card payment. And then you had to have the big machine that they used to call Knuckle Buster. And you had the big machine and swipe it over the machine and all of that. All those days are gone, you know. So you want to speak a little bit about the business and ministry?
Yes. So those things are gone. They are, well, we won't say that they're gone. They have evolved. Let's just say that they have evolved into something different. So in terms of like a business account for all of you guys who are in business and or ministry, I'm sure that depending on what entity you are, they're going to request you to provide something depending on what entity you guys are. Like for me and for my business, they request that you have a article of operations. So you have all of those papers. You have your business entity. You have your tax ID. You have all of that. Of course, you have to have your money. You have to have just so many documents that they actually request. But one thing that I always suggest is that you do your due diligence. You do your homework before, or they always have a customer service number where you can actually call and inquire before you actually go to the actual institution. So when I went, I had my folder of things, and a lady said, give me your folder, I'll look through it. And I'm like, no, ma'am, you tell me what you need, and I'll give it to you. So, and the reason why I said no, ma'am, is because even it wasn't her fault. I had gone to open up a business account, and the lady, so when I have been expressing, you know, double checking, reading, and all of those things, how it's imperative, it's because we're human. And I opened up a business account, and the lady totally put me under the wrong entity. She totally misunderstood everything, and I had to have someone go in and correct it. So I'm like, because she was asking me for my Social Security number. I'm like, why would you need my Social Security number? This is a business account. I want to establish business everything, business credit. I want to do my business banking so that eventually I can have everything in my business name. I want my personal to be personal. I want my business to be business. If I want to purchase equipment, or if I want to purchase a car, if I want to purchase commercial business, whatever I want to do for my business, I need it to be strictly for my business, have no personal guarantee, which means I don't want to put my Social Security number on nothing. And that's why they have method of building everything. You build business credit, you build personal credit. And speaking of credit, I do have a testimony. So I have been building, I have been building and rebuilding my personal credit, and it's a long journey. It takes at least 30 to 45 days since COVID to actually take care of just really, I guess, rebuilding and disputing things from your personal credit. And it hasn't been an easy task because sometimes you have to go in 2 and 3 times to say, hey, this is not correct. Recorrect this, verify this, this is not right, all of those things. And sometimes depending on who is on the other side of whatever business that you're looking to have reviewed or corrected or updated, it just kind of depends on who you get. Like, you can get someone that's really caring about their job, and then you can get someone who just have a job and really don't care because they have a job. So I have been, I would say, I don't want to say toiling, but I guess toiling would be a good word because it wasn't easy. And I had did what they call them rounds, meaning like if I ask you for something and you tell me no, then I have to come back, regroup, and I go back for round two, and I'm going to ask you again. And hopefully I'm going to be more convincing this time, and you're going to tell me yes with whatever evidence I provide for you and show you. So I did that maybe twice. And this morning, when I woke up, I checked my credit score, and I had a credit increase of 108 points So that is a testimony after just really toiling and trying to make sure that they get everything corrected on my account. And guess what? Everything is still not corrected. They got wrong names, missed names, wrong addresses. It's a whole bunch. But I just wanted to, since we're talking about banking and we're talking about cryptocurrency and we've just really talked about really finances, all of this plays a part. All of this matters when it comes to banking and money and all of that, because some people feel like with a great credit score, you can get anything you want. So I just wanted to share that testimony with you guys, and I am so grateful to God that I got there, but I still got a long way to go.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, it's we're going to go ahead and open up the lines now. First of all, Pastor Mom, I hope you're in a good place. Anyone else, if you have any questions, you have any comments, any prayer requests, just want to encourage the woman of God, you know, press your number one key. I'm going to open the line now for Pastor Mom.
Good evening, everybody. I think you're doing a good job today.
Listening
to you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Mom. How are you?
Say that again.
I was asking Pastor Mom how was she doing, how she feeling.
Oh, I'm feeling fine tonight. Thank you very much for asking.
You're welcome. Do you have any thing you want to share, any prayer requests, any songs you want to sing?
Yes, I thank you for prayer for Saturday night. Yes, thank you. I thank you for everything that you all have did and said tonight.
Okay.
Amen.
So you said you got to pray for you. Pray for my mama.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, God. We honor you for Pastor Mom, God. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is her strength, God. We thank you for the opportunity that we get to hear her, God. That it's a blessing, God. We thank you that you have kept her in good spirits, God. You're keeping her mentally, physically, and spiritually, God, that each and every day is a better day for her, God. That, God, we thank you that you allow her to continue to be blessed and to bless us with her presence, God. God, I ask that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that she can think or ask of, God. God, I thank you that even the things that are unspoken, even the things that she think about, God, that she don't even convey to people, God, those mental prayers, God, that you even grant those to her even the more and even now, God. God, I bless you for being you, God. I thank you for doing only what you can do, God. And I just thank you, God, for divine healing, God, and any part of her body that may have an ache, God. God, I thank you, God, that you're even helping her out with stiffness, God. God, I just glorify you that you're even helping her be able to move and maneuver, God, even in her joints, God. I thank you, God, that long life will you satisfy her with, God. God, we just glorify you. We honor you for the strength and the joy that you have given her, and God, endow her with even more wisdom and joy. In Jesus' majestic and mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for praying for me. And y'all have a good night.
All right.
You're so welcome. Thank you. You too.
Amen. Love you, Pastor Mom.
Okay. Love all of you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Love you. Have a great night.
Have a great night. Amen. Amen. We're going to open a line now for Pastor Catherine. And thank you for praying for our mama.
Yes, praise God. Yeah, what a beautiful prayer you prayed over Mom. So thank you so much. I just wanted to say I enjoyed all that I heard. I thank you for all the research that you did, Minister Camilla. Thank you so much. I did want to also mention during the pandemic, my credit union changed all of their machines to, you know, you can't see physically see the teller anymore. And so they have all the machines set up, and I think people are still confused about how they got them set up because they have about four or five, whereas they used to only have one ATM machine, and now they have about four stations where they have the ATM machine, and plus you can also get a teller on the video, but not, I mean, but not, you know, physically. So I thought that was a nice little change that they made, and which is kind of better, and people won't have to be in line so long.
Well, that's a good thing. Praise God, and thank you for sharing that, because not only you, but Sister, not only you, but Apostle, you guys are reminding me of some things that I forgot about. So I can't remember the name of the bank, but depending on, like, your bank, if they made some, like, updates and changes, it's the bank on, like, Shodo in Manchester and also on Halls Ferry and West Florissant. They those were some banks that actually incorporated the one on Halls Ferry in West Florissant is like a Vantage Credit Union. But that was like the first bank that I seen that actually had that. I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know how, you know, other people may, you know, deal with that, but the people are like behind, like we don't even see them. And then you just put your money in a tube, like you were saying, and then they'll come on the TV. And I think that was pretty great. I don't know like the reasoning behind that, but I think that was pretty cool. And then when I seen the new location on Manchester and Tower Grove, I was reminded of that as well. So I forgot that banking institutions do that. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the first time I saw that was, well, I've seen it at Vantage, and I also saw it, the first time I saw it was at Commerce Bank.
And was it on Manchester?
No, the Commerce Bank I went into was on Vandevender. And it was just, I guess you could say it was pretty cool, but it just kind of like freaked me out. I was like, okay, I don't want to come back here anymore. So I'm going to bank with y'all a different way. Because I could see what they were doing.
The new way of banking, though. It's the new way of banking. Remember, everything is going to, we're going to transition, and they're just, they're always showing evolution some type of way. So they're transitioning. And you, I think it was you, Apostle, where you were saying, you came out the house. If it wasn't you, it was somebody who said that they came out the house after the pandemic and they had changed the roads and made circles and you know,
all
of that.
Right. Natural Bridge.
So during this pandemic, we don't even know how many changes have been made, right, that just haven't been implemented or being known to us. So we don't know what they've done within the last year that haven't rolled out. So we have to be prayerful and we have to trust God, but we also have to be diligent and praying and asking God for those unknown things too.
Well, you know, actually the Commerce Bank, that was a couple of years before the pandemic. That they and it just felt to me, what I guess what really kind of freaked me out at the time was that, you know, that's how I was feeling. But, you know, now that I look at it with now with the pandemic, that's a good way to have it. You know,
yeah.
where the people aren't out there with the plexiglass in front of them and all of that. So and plus I do my painting online. Anyway, thank you, Pastor Catherine. Did you want to say anything else?
No, thank you. I just want to say I enjoyed everything tonight. That's all.
Thank you, Pastor Catherine. I approve.
Okay, God bless.
Encouragement. You're welcome. Me too.
Amen. Okay, Pastor Price, if anyone else, if you want to say anything, I see you.
Go ahead, turn it.
Minister
turn y'all's off
Rachel
there.
Is. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Hi, Apostle Kizzy. How you all doing? Hi, Minister Camilla and Pastor Mom and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight. I really enjoyed tonight's service, and it was so wonderful that you know, sometimes you get a little sleepy on different things. It just I thank God for you, Minister Camilla, because Pastor Catherine was saying, she thank you so much for your research, and I do too. I thank God for the research that you did. You did your due diligence, and I really appreciate that due diligence that. That you did, you know, concerning with the banking and everything. But I also thank God for your testimonies tonight. I know you were saying, well, didn't know if it was really appropriate, but, I mean, that was just a blessing concerning your God-given job. There are a lot of people who get things and they think it's by luck or by chance. But I was so thankful that you gave God the glory that he actually gave you a job, and you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was God that gave you that job. You know, one of the things that I tell my children, I have 8 children, and in telling my 8 children and my grandchildren and family, I said the one thing that whatever you're doing, make sure you give God the glory. I said because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And there's a song that I love that my children know I play a lot, which is Lift Him Up, Lift Him Up. For all the world to see, Jesus said, it says, you know, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And so I love that. I love that song because it is a song that we lift up the name of Jesus. And I found out if we will put him first, if we will take care of his business, if we will give him the glory, as you've been doing tonight, then God will continue to use us for his glory like Daniel. Daniel gave the glory to God. Daniel was a man that no matter what, he was going to give the glory to God, even if it meant being put in the lion's den, and God shut the mouths of the lion. So I want to thank you so much for your testimonies tonight of your God-given job and of your credit score increase. And I love what you said, that it was not only that it was a blessing to have the credit score increase, but you still had to work. You still had to do some work in order to cause it to come to pass. And then I wanted to thank you, and also Apostle, I wanted to thank you for your input on being able to deposit checks from home. What a great blessing. Whenever I've seen you do that and when you talked about it, it just blesses my heart. I have not as of yet checked with my bank to find out if we can do any checks from home, but I just thank you that it's out there, so I learned about that tonight to be able to do that. And then I thought about when I was hearing you all talk about a new way of banking, the new way of banking, Minister Camilla, you said the new way of banking. And I thought about it, just took me back to a trip very quickly when I was went and trained for computer programming. And I went for computer programming, and I've said this before, the computers were big as rooms. And you would take wires, and you would come and put wires in various places, and this was back in 1969 and 70, so that the checks could be made with what we thought back then, because that was our new way of banking back then. we thought that this was just so tremendous, because you would take these big old huge wires and plug them into different, it's like a whole wall of things, and you would plug them in so that you could program to make checks, and the checks would have holes punched in them. We used to get checks with holes punched in them, and by key punch operators. So I was not only a computer programmer, but I was a key punch operator for a season, and we would have to go and program the machine and then go back and punch the holes with the key punch machine and let them come through. And I thought that was the great. I said, ooh, this technology, that was in 69 and 70, I thought this technology is something else. But this, what you all are involved in now, what you're doing, is just really wonderful technology. You have I don't know how whatever God is going to use you in later on in your life, but because of, just like with Apostle, both of you all have a ministry with clarity, clear, and then also you all are also expediters who will go on forward to do what you need to do. So I want to thank God for you. I thank God for you spending this time with us. Apostle, I thank you so much for having her on and for you doing this particular time. Because if the wealth of the wicked is going to be transferred over to us, I heard one particular wealthy man, he's got millions, he might have billions now, but I knew he had millions of dollars. And one of the things he said is that money must come with a mission. Money will be on an assignment. Whenever we get money, God will give us a mission. He will give us an assignment. And so we have to be trained where money is concerned. And I also, one little last thing, and then I'm going to stop. I also thought about how when I went to school, God sent me back to school when I lived in Los Angeles. I not only went once, but God had me to go back through the same class again. And this was an entrepreneur class, as an entrepreneur, so that we could know what to do, how to do, to have a business plan, as you said. And that's the major thing. One of the things I got from your message tonight, Minister Camilla, was due diligence. Do your due diligence. I thought about we went on a trip this past weekend for the Easter holiday. And when we were coming out, we were only in the hotel a couple of days and a couple of nights. And when we came out, my daughter was showing me the bill. I said, this is wrong. She said, oh, Mama. I said, I'm going back up there. This is wrong. She said, Mama. And so I said, come on with me. She said, and then she looked, God opened her eyes. She said, Mama, this is not our bill. We didn't check in on the first. We didn't get here till the second. She said, Mama, this is wrong. And they had charged us three times the parking. They had just charged us so much. And we went back up there, and the lady said, I apologize. She said, she put a whole nother room to us. We have to do our due diligence. And yes. Then not only on that, we were told one instance that one particular thing was to be free. But when we look back, they had charged us for it. But one of the things that God has me always to do is ask people's names. Always ask people's names. And so in this particular instance, I asked one of the ladies' name, and she ended up giving me a whole testimony about her name being Keturah. And then her supervisor, who I didn't know was her supervisor, came and sat next to me out while we were waiting. And she was tired. She was weary. And I'm going to finish this. Tired and weary. And the lady looked. Her name was Tanya. I said, what is your name? She said, Tanya. So when I looked at her, we began to talk, and then she said, I have a wonderful testimony. I said, what's your wonderful testimony? I said, you can tell me. And she told about the miracle that God did in her body, how she had had a heart attack, but God gave her and let everything fall into place, and she didn't have to stay in the hospital long. Well, when I laid my hands to pray for her, I prayed for her. There was such an anointing on this lady. And so when we got back home, we found out that we had been charged an exorbitant part, a fee, for something that they had promised us that we would not have to pay. And so Joyce said, Mama, what's them ladies' names you were talking to? And I told her the name of Tanya, and I told her Keturah's name. Tanya called us first, and then Keturah called us, and they removed that off. So So due diligence in whatever we're doing is very important. So again, with all my little talking I'm doing, I wanted to thank God for you, an apostle, for this wonderful ministry, because this was a ministry tonight. And I thank God for you and appreciate all that you've done. So God bless you. That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you. Amen. And God bless you. Your testimony as well, because that's a blessing.
Hallelujah. So I'll stop all the talking now. I'll go back on mute. And God bless you all again tonight. God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, God bless you too. Thank you so much for sharing.
Bye.
Amen. And I like, you know, what you said about money must come with a mission. And, you know, as soon as you said that, the Lord reminded me of something that he was saying. When we got our 501c3, you know, and we went and got the bank account and all of that, the Lord was saying that we need a receptacle. Amen. And even us talking today is we need a receptacle even for the wealth transfer that's coming in, and for us to talk about banks and new ways to bank and banks without banking or banking without banks. It's good for us to know about this. And, you know, as Minister Camilla and Pastor Price was just saying too, doing your due diligence. Because that receptacle where we put this wealth transfer in, amen, once it comes to us, we're going to need to know, yeah, does it have FDIC insurance? And if we have more than $250,000, we're going to need to know that it needs to go in more than one receptacle. Praise God. Because, you know, Minister Camilla got about, I think she mentioned about five of them while we're talking. So
yes, and then when you get into the millions, when you get into your millions and your billions, you're going to be in a different bracket. So you're going to be in private banking. So it's not going to be what you consider the norm. So with the COVID, you were so accustomed to the people, but then when they switched it around, or when you went to view that one particular location, I think you said on Vandeventer, I think it was the South Side, because I think we're talking about the same location, that was different, and you felt that was like impersonable, but it's always the transition, and we have to be ready for the transition. And I know that I'm trying to get off, but it's just going to be a little second. I am entering into a season where I just gave a testimony how God gave me this job. But even with doing this job, I'm grateful. I'm appreciative. Every day I thank God. But now I'm asking God to move me into a place where I can have freedom financially, and then I can have freedom to be able to do what I need to do for the kingdom, and I can't do that on a 9-to-5. So I have to create additional streams of income and resources, and that's what I'm actually doing now to be able to also be a receptacle, but also be able to introduce people who are available vessels to actually participate in these things, because it's so much wealth out there, and it's so much things that we haven't even tapped into. I'm getting into government contracts and state contracts. So right now I'm studying, and I'm getting business mentors, and I'm getting myself in order so that can be my next stop, so that I don't have to do, although I'm grateful for the 9-to-5 work at home, I want to be able to employ people, to teach people finances, and I want to be able to teach people how to do exactly the thing that I'm doing, so that we can have wealth transfer and generational wealth within our community, because we're late to the party. They've been doing this forever. And we're just now getting on the bandwagon, and COVID-19 has been that equalizer, so to speak, to where it has jolted a lot of people to do something different. Had it not been a COVID-19, then we probably wouldn't even be having these conversations. So the time is now, and I'm grateful.
Wow, thank you. That is, now, maybe somebody else has said that before, but that says in a nutshell a lot of things that I've thought about recently, that COVID-19 has been an equalizer. You know, it has been, this pandemic has been an equalizer, because I was thinking about, now, I'm investing in something what is the guy's name who owns Tesla? The Elon Musk, who has billions of dollars, and I'm investing in the same thing he is. Well, that, you know, it's like something has changed. So, amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Minister Rachel, you hit your number one key again. I'll open your line for a moment. Did you want to say something?
I have something to say. Well, something you're saying. Well,
I needed prayer for me because I've been under attack today. And I just, my body, I just need prayer. I need strength. And my daughter said God told her to press the number one key.
So I can do some
Gabrielle?
No,
this is Amber. I like to sing a song.
Okay.
I believe. I believe. I believe you died for me. I believe you made me. I believe. I believe. I believe you made this world. I believe you made us. I believe you made everything.
Thank you. I believe. Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen.
That was a song to encourage everyone that's on the radio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the line.
Okay. Thank you, Amber.
We need your
thank you so.
We need some prayer. We need some
food.
All right. Minister Camilla, you want to pray for Minister Rachel?
Yes, amen. Thank you, God. God, I just thank you and I praise you, God, for her household, God. God, I thank you for even the blessing of the song that Amber shared with us on today, God. The key was that she believed, God. She said that she believed that you made us, God. And God, I just thank you and I praise you, God, that even now, God, as I pray for Rachel, God, that she will believe that she is healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Any ailments in her body, God, any tiredness, any soreness, any pain, God, must go, God, because your word says, with thy stripes, we are healed, God, and we believe you and we take you and we trust you at your word, God. God, we just thank you and we praise you. We believe because you can do all things but fail, God. Your word can't lie, God. So I thank you and I praise you, God, that even now, God, that her body is lining up with the word of God, her mind, her strength, even fatigue must leave her now in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, God. I thank you, God, that you're strengthening her right now, God, mind, body, and soul, and her spirit, man, God, is rising up, God. I thank you and I praise you, God, even as she began to press, spiritually, God, to pray and to worship, God, that you will begin to even do a turnaround in her situation and in her life, God, for anything that, God, is coming against her, God, and her family, God. God, I just thank you and I praise you, God, that I ask that you will even give her an increase in her spiritual time with you, God, increase in her walk, God, increase, God, in her family unity, God. God, I just thank you and I praise you. Increase in her finances, God. God, I thank you, God, that you are the God of increase. You're the God of more than enough, God. I thank you, God, for right now I speak increase, God. I thank you, God. I speak increase over her entire life, her entire being, God. Increase, God. Increase is her portion, God. And I thank you and I praise you for the increase of her faith. Even now, God, there's rising up even now, even the more, God. God, we praise you. We honor you, God, for increase of healing, God, for increase of belief, God, for increase of her even speaking those things, God. I thank you, God, that she's calling those things that are not to be as though they were, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, God, and every word and every tongue that rise up against her, she shall condemn, God. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, God, that she will begin to confess with her mouth, God. And I thank you and I praise you, God, anything and everything that she wants to say, God, that she will speak change into her life, God, everything, God, by faith. I glorify you, I magnify you, God. I give you all the honor and all the prayer in Jesus' majestic and holy name. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. As she was praying, I just saw a peace just rest upon your home. Any kind of chaos or unrest left. Hallelujah. And shall not return in the name of Jesus. That peace all over your home and everybody in your home. Peace beyond all understanding. Hallelujah. That when you lay your head down tonight, you will get sweet sleep, sweet rest in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No chaos, no unrest in the house. That's spirit gone in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. And peace is ruling and reigning throughout your house in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Whatever is wrong, we thank you for making it right. And whatever is right, we thank you for taking it, dedicating it, and setting it apart for your use and for your glory. We give you praise for that right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
All right. We'll keep you in prayer, and I'll be talking to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you too, honey.
Be and encouraged.
Thank you. So much for praying for me, woman of God, and my God, mom. Love you all.
Love you. Be encouraged.
Love you.
With you. Amen. Thank you, God.
Anyone else? I got a little note from Reverend Treva. She said, Reverend Treva from California, she said, God bless an anointed lesson. I only deposit checks to my bank. I haven't been to my credit union in a year. I go to the ATM at a bank close to my house. Okay. Amen. So we talked a little bit about ATM tonight. Yeah, that's what I used to do, but I'm loving this, depositing these checks with my cell phone. And then you have the check and everything. After you finish doing it, you just hold on to the check. Make a check mark on the back of it. So, amen. All right.
Amen.
Minister Camilla, I'm going to give you a chance, a time to give us closing remarks. and closing prayer. If you want to talk to us some more about your business, how people can reach you in your business. Okay, and Reverend Treva says she deposits through her phone too. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. So, yeah, so you can talk about that as well. If anyone or if you're led by the Spirit of God to bless the woman of God, she does have a Cash App, and we can give you that Cash App so that you can bless her, because it's good to bless the woman of God that got all of those bank accounts. I keep messing with all the bank accounts. Hey, it got good credit and everything. Amen. Hallelujah. And her Cash App does work now.
Thanks to you.
Praise God. So her Cash App is $, the word pay, P-A-Y, P as in Paul, A-Y, and then there's no space in between, the pay is a capital P-A-Y, and then capital S as in Sam, T-E-F-I-E. So pay Steffi, S-T-E-F-I-E. You can send her a Cash App that way. In case you didn't get that, text me and I'll text it to you. Okay? No problem. I think everybody on the line, you know, has my number to text me. So, yes.
I want to take the time to actually say a prayer and bless you, because not only are you doing what God put in your heart and to do and some of the things that you're curious about and some of the things that you're learning, but I just thank you and I thank God for this platform and even bringing the men and women of God finances, financial literacy, and some of us know these things already and some, you know, it may be new to. And as you and different people begin to talk, some of the things was, you know, refreshed to me. A lot of things I totally forgot about. But as you began to, like, talk, it just kind of reminded me of those things. And I'll talk with you at a later time about grants and the state and government grants, and maybe we can, you know, be able to do some type of collaboration or partnership or even in that nature to be able to get some of this wealth transferred, because it's millions and billions of dollars that are out there. So it takes a team and it takes a family unit to be able to do those things. No one person can do it, so you need a team to actually do it. So it's the wealth transfer. Now is the time. So I want to pray for you.
Amen.
And I just want to most definitely tell you how grateful I am and just show you gratitude or whatever. So most definitely, for that. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, God. I honor you. I love you, God. I just thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, God. I thank you for your vessel, God. I thank you for Apostle Kizzy, God, that she's honoring the thing that you have put on her heart to do, Get 'em Radio, God. I thank you, God, that you would even bless her even the more, God, for her audience to be bigger, God, for the donations to come in even greater, God, for her mind to be peaked even the more, God, so that you can take her higher in the spirit, but as well as the natural and the financial things, God, because she's interested, she's open, and she's hearing your voice, God. And I thank you, God, for divine connections so that she can not only learn, but actually be able to open up the airways for the men and women of God all across the world and the nation to become familiar with and to be able to learn from, God. And I'll thank you, God, for even allowing her to have a playback, God, for the ones who have possibly missed it can actually go back at a later date and actually give, or just to get a refresher of that, God. And I ask, God, that you will continue to bless her, God, even mentally and spiritually, and God, in her health and in her body, God. I thank you, God, for that, God. I thank you that even with her, you're doing exceedingly abundantly above all that she can think or ask, but it is according to the power that working within her, God. So, God, as you bless the works of her hands, God, whatever she put her hands to do, that you will bless it, God. And God, I just glorify you. I just honor you for even having the woman of God to even help me to come and to share just the few nuggets, God, that you have given me to share with the kingdom and the body of Christ, God. I forever love you. I forever honor you. And I forever thank you in Jesus' majestic and mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Oh,
yeah.
I'm very encouraged. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. You are such a blessing, and I just wanted you to know that this lesson that you're given us, but not only are you given us, you're actually receiving as well, but you're given us of yourself and of the things that you're curious about and of the things that God is doing within you. You're sharing it with us by bringing different people on and allowing us to learn of these things you're sowing into our lives and into our ministries and into our betterment as individually as well as collectively on the phone. So I thank you and I honor you for that and I appreciate that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. And so rest for a few moments. I'm going to talk about what the family, Get 'Em Radio Family of Broadcast is doing over the next week. And then we're going to come back to you. And I'd like for you to share about your business, how people can get in touch with you. You can say your Cash App again. And yeah, and then make your closing remarks, and you can close us out in prayer. Praise God,
amen.
Hallelujah. I want to say if you're on the line right now, I just heard the Lord say go in this direction. I was going a totally different way, but if you're on the line right now and you don't know for sure that you are born again. And we keep talking about this wealth transfer. Well, the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And people are just when they receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And just really means just as if we have never sinned. Hallelujah. When you get saved, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are just. Hallelujah. You are righteous, not self-righteous, but righteous in the Lord. And righteousness and being just is just having right standing with God. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So he loves you. He loves you so much that you are to die for. Amen. He came here to die, to suffer, bleed, and die just for you. And if you were the only person on earth, he still would have came just for you. Amen. So that you could be saved and be with him in heaven. Hallelujah. And so Romans 10:9 tells us exactly how to be saved. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, confessing, saying a prayer. And believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. Amen. And if you've been listening to us and you're still hanging on this line, it's time for you to get saved if you don't know you're saved for real or for sure. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, yes, repeat this prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart, to my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. And right now we just commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you prayed this prayer today, then your new spiritual birthday is April the 8th. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Lord God, right now that you just fill them with your Holy Spirit, your precious Holy Spirit, and with power. And then fill them, hallelujah, with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And as you fill them and fill them, they'll have power to walk right, to do right, to talk right, to think right, to live right. And we praise your name for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And we want to invite you to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet on every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. You call the same number, 516-418-5699. And then on Monday, we have Bible teaching. Praise God, so you can learn more about the Word of God. And we have Bible teaching, and that's we have our Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who's doing a series now on what's in a name. And she talks about the name and the very character of God. Hallelujah. And so that'll be on Monday, every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Call the same phone number. Amen. And you will be blessed. On Tuesday is our prayer time. And we pray at, Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we pray in tongues. We believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues, and operating in all the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah, as the Lord gives it to us to operate. Amen. So we pray in tongues for 1 hour. 4 people volunteer to pray for 15 minutes at a time. And then after that, we get an interpretation in spirit. Hallelujah. And it has been awesome. P.M. Eastern. Join us. Hallelujah. And then this Wednesday coming up is the second Wednesday of the month. And so we have prophetic healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So with prophetic healing, that's at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And with prophetic healing, the Lord reveals to us the ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast, and people call in and get healed. Because what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And last month we had about 15 healings. Glory to God. And so that was just absolutely awesome. So God has more in store even for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this Wednesday, mark your calendars, phone alarm. Wednesday, the 14th of April, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on next Thursday, we'll be back again. Thursday is the 15th of April. And hallelujah, we're still on Pandemic Lessons Learned. And this time, we'll be talking about school from home. Hallelujah. We could call it homeschooling, but school from home. And our guest is going to talk about the lessons that were learned during the pandemic as she was home, as her son was having school from home, things that she's learned. And I'm thinking of other people. I also, well, my niece is going to be the guest, and her name is Marissa Yarbrough. And I was also thinking about my niece, another niece, Elder Pam, who actually taught children who were at home during the pandemic. So just come on in, join the conversation. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be lively. Amen. A lot happened during the time where children were being schooled from home. A lot happened with the parents and with the children. Praise God. So, and then, hallelujah. So that's all of next week. And I did not say, I meant to say on this Sunday, the 11th, when we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, Pastor Mom is bringing the word on Sunday. Hallelujah. And if you know anything about Pastor Mom, you know that the word speaks for itself. Hallelujah. Amen. So join us on Sunday for that. So that's what's going on this week coming up. And now we're going to have Minister Camilla to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. And I'll just say next week, we should have some good surprises next week. Come and be with us and enjoy the surprise next week. Amen. Amen. So, Minister Camilla, take your mute off. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to take your mute off. There you go.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify you. We honor you, God. God, we thank you that we have the opportunity to come together and praise you and to glorify you in all things, God. God, we thank you for teaching us everything that concerns life and godliness and holiness, and God, even the things of the world, God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that you are even giving us tools for increase, God, tools for so that we can actually finance the kingdom, God. And God, we just thank you and we praise you, God, that not only that we're sharing our personal experiences with you, God, but we're just actually just being able to learn about everything that one's experienced through the pandemic and how the change has actually enlightened us and making us better for tomorrow. God, we thank you. I ask that each and every person that's on the phone, that you will bless them, that you will touch their hearts and their minds, their bodies, God, touch their families, everything that they're concerned, God, with, that you said that you're concerned with the things that concerned us. So, God, I just thank you and I praise you for those who need healing, encouragement, God. for those who need finances, God, any need that is on this phone, God, I ask that you will meet the needs of your people right now like never before, God. And I thank you and I praise you for it, God. And God, I ask that you will send a special blessing for Apostle, God, for her being obedient and for her continuing to enlighten the kingdom of God and for the people who are faithful to come and be a support and a blessing unto her, God, not only just for being here, but God, financially as well. God, we thank you and we praise you, we honor you, and we bless you in Jesus' majestic and holy name. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I guess you said your closing remarks as you prayed.
Yes.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Tell them your Facebook or your business Facebook or website.
Okay, so I have an online boutique, and I also offer, like, consulting services, styling services, personal shopping services that are actually on the website. I have a lot of new things that are not on the website that are soon to be soon new arrivals. My website is CamellaJ.com. C as in cat, A as in apple, M as in Mary, E as in everybody, L as in love, A as in apple, and J as in Jesus.com. And if you guys go on there, you don't see anything that you like or anything at this time, keep coming back and keep checking. I'm waiting on new inventory and uploading everything this weekend for the new arrivals. So thank you for your support. And if you don't find nothing for yourself, find something for somebody else. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you in advance.
Amen. Camella J. All right. Thank you again. We appreciate you. I feel so special. I got to hang out with you two Thursdays in a row. Because I know you're a busy lady.
Busy lady. And this is my bedtime. No.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
I am busy, but I am thankful, and I feel like you and I are going to connect even outside of here on some business things that's going to give us financial increase for the kingdom. So I'm excited about that because I just see these theories and stuff like that is actually headed that way. So not just with those things, but I want to be able to open up portals and be able to release finances to us that we have to learn new ways because, you know, evolution is upon us, but also we have to be able to know how to get finances that we don't work for. So you don't have to always do a 9-to-5 to be able to receive an importation of finances or anything like that. Just from what you're doing right now, there are opportunities where you can get paid. You just got to know who, you got to know where to look, who, and you got to know who to talk to. So I'm glad to be learning, to be in the know, and to be able to share those things, not just with the ministry, but also with finances as well. So those things are coming.
Amen. All right. Well, God bless you again. Thank you. You sound very wide awake. So I'm praying in the name of Jesus that just the peace and the rest of God would just consume you, and that when you go to sleep tonight, you'll just have sweet sleep and sweet rest and wake up refreshed in the morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right.
I receive.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. All. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?